Would they dare? I don't know. Nell, have you actually suggested a visit to the Soviet sector? Oh, yes, ages ago. And? And Bundy said it would be the one idea he'd never put before Kennedy. The Russians never pass up a chance for a stunt. And if we did that, we'd be pulling a stunt too. And the only point to a stunt is not to be upstaged. Going east would give them every opportunity to upstage us. And if we don't go east, if we stay home and peer over the wall, they'll still stage something. There'll be an incident of some sort. Imagine, Kennedy waves to Berliners through the Brandenburg Gate, and Khrushchev waves back. Nell smiled at the image. So often Willy Brandt cracked a joke only as a prelude to the deadly serious. Everything is ambivalent, Brandt was saying. Kennedy visits a Berlin renewed and a Berlin divided, a Berlin defiant and a Berlin besieged. Everything about this visit is double-edged, except this. It's going to be the biggest public spectacle Germany has seen since the Nuremberg rallies, and a Nuremberg rally is the last thing it can ever look like. The world will be watching. Nothing should remind them of the Reich. Ideally, this visit should pass without incident. The world will be watching Berlin. Incident. Vorkommnis. He'd been emphatic. Chapter 2. London, May 1963. John Wilfred Holderness had had many names. John to his parents, naturally, as they had chosen the name, and indeed had had him christened so in a Stepney church in the autumn of 1927, Wilf to his schoolmates, Joe to his old RAF pals, and Wilderness to his women. He would not have answered the phone that night. It was gone 10. They were in bed. They'd made love, and he was sleeping it off. His wife wasn't. She answered. She nudged him. Wilderness... It's Frank Spoleto. Wilderness pretended to be asleep, but she wasn't having any of it. She nudged him again. Can't be Frank, he said through a yawn. Last I heard, he went back to Washington. Tell whoever it is to fuck off. One hand curled around the mouthpiece to muffle their voices. It's Frank. He's in New York, calling you person to person. It must be costing him a packet. Person to person? What's that? Bastard to bastard. Here, take the bloody phone. Spoleto's voice boomed at him, more like 5 feet than 5,000 miles away. Joe, you old bugger! It was one of Spoleto's delights from his time in London to use anglicisms, often at the wrong moment. His confusion between twit and twat had caused many a blush. Frank, it's nearly midnight. It's 10 of 11, Joe. Clock at my desk has faces for London, Paris, and New York. Sounds like a bottle of cheap perfume to me, Frank. And there's a barman 2 blocks away getting ready to serve me my first martini of the weekend. Don't let me keep you. Spoleto laughed loudly at this. Wilderness held the phone away from his ear. Joe, I need to see you. No problem. I'll be here. I need to see you in New York. Wilderness didn't know why. But it was like a surge of adrenaline, hearing Spoleto say, New York. He sat up, switched the phone from one ear to the other, looked around for his wife, heard the sound of water running in the bathroom. Say again, Frank. I need you here. I've booked you out on the 1 o'clock Pan Am to Idlewild on Tuesday. Tickets and everything else you need to get here will be at the embassy on Monday morning. First class, all paid for. Hell, I even got you a room at the Gramercy. You couldn't afford the Waldorf, the only New York hotel of which he had ever heard. He held the phone a moment or two after Spoleto had hung up, if only because it was never obvious with Frank when a conversation was over. It was over when Frank said it was over. No goodbyes, just his sense of an ending and the clunky silence on the line. He put the phone down, shuffled naked to the bathroom door, tapped it gently open with his foot. The wife sat naked on the lavatory, a wad of loo rolled in her right hand, poised. Early in their marriage, 6 or 7 years ago, he had to get over the fact that she would walk in while he pissed, and didn't give a damn if he walked in on her. He chalked it up to their different backgrounds,